Patient's name is Donis Muskiet, first name D-O-N-N-I-S, last name M-U-S-K-I-E-T. Date of birth is 8/12/1948. Date of service is 4/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This 73-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of back pain, states she has also been having some trouble sleeping. Patient did come to the clinic a few weeks ago, and she was given a prescription of trazodone, but she states that she was afraid to take it because previously when she took it in the past, it did make her sick. She also states she has been sewing a lot for a mission donation, and also sewing quilts for the VA hospital downtown. Allergies to codeine and bupropion. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, hyperlipidemia, GERD, migraines, depression, anxiety, gout, PTSD. Surgical history, hysterectomy, social history, denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, DHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 182 over 84, heart rate 83. Respiratory 16, temp 97.7, O2 97. She weighs 247 pounds. Physical exam general. She's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, pleasant, H E E N T. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft tone, tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment in pain. Plan number one, left shoulder pain. Number two, insomnia. Patient states that she still does have the trazodone at home, and she is going to go ahead and try that medication tonight to see if it does help with sleep. And I also wrote her a prescription for Flexeril to take up to 3 times a day as needed for muscle spasms. Patient will pay cash for the prescription of Flexeril if insurance doesn't cover. I do believe in the past she did not get it filled because insurance denied filling the medication. If that trazodone doesn't work, she'll come back and we can discuss other options. The patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She is not at this time.